Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, broadcasting today from the Los Angeles area at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. A pleasure and joy to be here and to be speaking with all of you who've come out. Some of you listening to the whole broadcast, and thank you for that. Thank you for enjoying this occasion together and taking a look at some of the insanity that seems to go on across the country. Now, part of that insanity, of course, belongs here in L.A. Part of it belongs in New York City. Just for a refreshing change, how about this dateline from the New York Times? One Manhattan hotel, the Lucerne on the Upper West Side. And the Upper West Side, you hear West Side of Los Angeles, you think, oh, it's a nice part of town, something. Upper West Side of Manhattan, same idea. The Upper West Side Lucerne Hotel is blocks from Central Park, which is looking beautiful. It became the subject of a months-long political battle in a bastion of liberalism after nearly 200 men, many of them struggling with substance abuse problems, were moved there. The city gave them free accommodations at the Lucerne Hotel and other hotels near Times Square, Chelsea, other parts of the city. Okay, I have on the line Curtis Sliwa. He is the Republican nominee for mayor of New York City. So he is one of the two people who is going to be taking over the biggest city in America next year. He is also the founder and chief executive officer of the Guardian Angels, a nonprofit organization of unarmed crime prevention. Curtis, great to talk to you again, and congratulations on your resounding victory in the Republican primary in New York.
Oh, I do appreciate that. In fact, Michael, those areas that you've described in the Upper West Side, I was asked to bring Guardian Angels in over the last summer when these men, these single able-bodied men, were brought in with no transparency, no discussion with the community, just shoved into these hotels that have been turned into COVID-19 hotels. And it was a complete disaster, a change in the quality of life of these communities.
Who could have seen that coming with these solid citizens? A lot of people who are moved into hotels have serious drug problems, right?
Exactly, and there was no attempt to provide any programs to give them relief from their alcohol addiction, their drug addiction, or their severe emotional issues. So all they did was warehouse these men, and naturally, you know, you had to be in at 10 o'clock at night, you had to hit curfew, and then you had to be out the door at 7:30 in the morning. Now, what do you think you're going to end up doing in a community from 7:30 in the morning to 10 o'clock at night with no negotiable skills, no job, no programs to go to? Well, you're going to get into double trouble and create all kinds of mayhem in the community, and that's exactly what they did.
Okay, the New York Times now says there are thousands of hotel rooms. Now, this is all paid for by the city of New York, am I right?
Well, 75% was paid by the federal tax dollars. It came the COVID-19 relief money. But, yes, 25% of the bill. And Mayor de Blasio just immediately moved them out of the shelters. There was no science to it. They didn't do any of the analytics. And just removed them and put them into these hotels. We'll never be able to get the tourists back into the city that we desperately need, because so much of the hotel space is taken up by these homeless men, and they were given alternatives. To give you an idea, at the Lucerne, they had negotiated a deal with the community that the men would be removed from the Lucerne and instead be given individual hotel rooms on Wall Street at the new Marriott Hotel.
Wall Street, you're saying?
Yes, Wall Street, the Marriott Hotel. Now imagine, that would be an upgrade for anybody else to have your own room. Well, do you know that Legal Aid went in there and found three of the men who claimed that they would be mentally impaired, that it would be traumatic to have to move from the Lucerne? And I'm telling you what's going to happen now, Michael, is that Legal Aid is going to go into court and declare that these homeless men and homeless women have tenants' rights. And tenant-landlord court is a nightmarish experience for landlords. So I anticipate that these men and women may well be housed in these hotels for an additional 2 or 3 years before eventually they're removed back to the shelters where they originally were before the lockdown.
Okay, in this big article in the New York Times, they say by last week the men had been moved out of the hotel and back to shelters. One of them, Mike Roberts, 36, offered a dispatch on Sunday from his new lodgings in the East Village. He sleeps in a room with 7 or 8 cubicles that each house 3 or 4 men. If he reaches over from his bed, he can touch the next one. Unlike his room at the Lucerne, the one at the shelter has no air conditioning. Mr. Roberts often awakens in the middle of the night drenched in sweat and cannot go for a walk because if he leaves the shelter between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m., he loses his bed. You're elected mayor, let's say, this November. How do you handle this? Do you continue trying to move these people out of hotels? Do you find new hotels to move them to? What do you do, Mayor Sliwa?
Well, first off, there's a lot of empty space, a lot of empty commercial space that could be repurposed to what used to exist in many of our urban areas and were used by single able-bodied men and single able-bodied women. They were called the old SRO hotels. The problem is that those hotels had a series of problems associated with them because there was never security, never supervision. They became dens of prostitution, drug dealing, gambling. So if you ran an SRO hotel correctly, in which you had sort of micro space for each and every one of the occupants, I think you could readily repurpose a lot of that empty commercial space, provide the housing that these men and women need, and also, most importantly, provide them with the services that they desperately need to get back on track and to become functional again and assimilate back into the community.
Generally, it seems that cities on the West Coast seem to have an even more acute homeless problem than New York City. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think because the attitude has been very laissez-faire. I've seen it in Seattle, where you often are, Portland. You go right on down to California, and it's not just the larger cities, Sacramento, San Francisco, Oakland, Los Angeles, San Diego, but a lot of the smaller towns. Look, a lot of the psychiatric facilities, there are no longer beds there to care for those who are mentally impaired. And most importantly, there are not the programs to deal with the predominant problem that a lot of these men and women have, which is their addiction to drugs and naturally their alcohol problems. So when you combine the mental problems that they have, the alcohol problems that they have, the drug addictions that they have, and if you're not going to repair these human beings and get them back on track, you're just going to continue to have problem after problem after problem.
But boy, are you ever right. There was an announcement today we had in 2020, there were 93,000 drug overdose deaths in the United States. The highest ever, and it's gone up by almost 50% in 1 year. That's Curtis Sliwa. He is an American activist, radio talk show host, and political leader who is the Republican nominee for the 2021 New York mayoral election. Founder and chief executive officer of the Guardian Angels. You want to find out about Curtis and his campaign? Go to our website. He needs a little bit more national attention, and you can see that he deserves it. It's important because a strong showing by a younger Republican like Curtis could actually shake things up in the whole country. Curtis, thank you for joining us. We will be right back from the Reagan Library with more about lessons from Reagan for this moment in our history. Coming up.
Thank God Talk Radio's there.
The Michael Medved Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're a very, very sharp guy.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it is a genuine pleasure to be here today with friends at the Reagan Presidential Library. And by the way, for people who haven't seen a bunch of presidential libraries, this really is the best of them. But they're all wonderful places. And it's actually I find it very touching to visit presidential libraries, even for presidents who weren't that successful. The earlier presidents who weren't that successful, who included probably the worst presidents in American history, presidents like Franklin Pierce and Andrew Johnson, and I would include John Tyler, and certainly James Buchanan, who was sort of a consensus choice in a recent poll of historians about ranking the presidents. They have these kind of polls all the time. But coming up the drive to the hilltop with beautiful views of Simi Valley, California, where this is located, and of the region, and those views are somewhat protected by land that the Reagan Library owns surrounding this location. It reminds you how lucky we have been in general in the United States. And of course, I don't think it's luck. I think it is a blessing. I think America has been a uniquely blessed country. And coming up here, then throughout the Reagan Library, they have photographs or paintings of all the presidents. They're all here. Jimmy Carter is here. Well, no, he's actually back home in Plains, Georgia. And despite his advanced age, he, by the way, now is officially, he's beaten Herbert Hoover and Ronald Reagan and John Adams, who was 90. He's the longest lived president ever. In any event, that sense of seeing the portraits of the different interesting human beings who have been elected to this highest office does give me some sense of pride in what America really is about. And there's a fine column today that addresses what is called the critical race theory debate. And frankly, I think we have to find a different designation for the debate because it's enormously important. I think it's going to be a crucial issue in the upcoming election. I mean, really a crucial issue in the election. And the column is by Jason Riley. And the headline is Critical Race Theory is a Hustle. And he makes the point that, yes, critical race theory was initiated as a specifically academic theory in law school that was supposed to explain the nature of American law and to emphasize the systemic racism that was believed to be incorporated in American law. But it's become much more than that. If you look at the kind of material like the 1619 Project and other elements of curricula that the left is trying to install, it's not just about race. It's about everything that America is considered to be, held to be, uniquely corrupt, uniquely cruel, and a uniquely evil place. It's almost as if they want to take the old anti-American Soviet propaganda and make it mandatory in schools around the country. And some of this is laughable, but it's all profoundly damaging. Think about this. What does it mean for a country if you teach your children, your future generations, to be embarrassed about their country, to feel guilty about it, to feel apologetic about it? Jason Riley writes in his column in the Wall Street Journal, recently the nation's two largest teachers' unions, the National Education Association and the American Federation of Teachers, announced that they had jumped on the bandwagon. At its annual meeting earlier this month, the NEA adopted a proposal stating, it is reasonable and appropriate for curriculum to be informed by academic frameworks for understanding and interpreting the impact of the past on current society, including critical race theory. The organization pledged to, quote, fight back against anti-CRT rhetoric and issue a study that, quote, critiques empire, white supremacy, anti-blackness, anti-indigeneity, racism, patriarchy, cis-heteropatriarchy, capitalism, ableism, anthropocentrism, and other forms of power and oppression of the intersections of our society. By the way, you know what anthropocentrism is? It's centering human beings as the major concern of human beings. In other words, if you're anthropocentric, you give precedence to human beings over dragonflies. And most of your concerns have to do with your fellow humans. This is what our children are going to have to understand to grasp American history. It's more than this. It's more than success for the country. Because think what it means for an individual. If there is a child who has been just marinated deep into American guilt and American shame and American wrongdoing, what are the chances of that child succeeding? Succeeding in the workplace, succeeding in a community, succeeding in a marriage, for God's sake. I mean, we're going to strike out against capitalism and anthropocentrism. Isn't part of education trying to school children to become successful human beings, good people, and yes, good citizens? Does any of this work? And what Jason Riley brings up, he says that basically today, what CRT has become, what a lot of this has become, is a hustle. Trying to make money and to get money and to get favorable treatment if you can identify yourself with one victim group or another. He writes, while Mr. Kendi, that's Abram X. Kendi, is using trendier language, anti-racism, implicit bias, etc., critical race theory amounts to little more than a fancy argument for affirmative action and always has. The theory comes out of the legal academy, and the early proponents argued that race, ethnicity, and gender should be used as academic credentials in hiring and promoting professors. It's less a serious academic discipline than a hustle. That, it seems to me, says a great deal. We are going to be speaking coming up to John Hubush, who has been the executive director of the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute. He is the COO of Avalon Capital Group, a wholly owned investment company with over $1 billion in assets. What does he make of this moment in history? Not just in history, but in debates over the teaching of history. What are students missing, for instance, in California curricula? We'll get to that and more coming up on the Michael Medved Show.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats in the Texas House of Representatives say a new voting law is restrictive and have vowed to not return until the 30-day special session on the bill ends. Speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell explains what he believes will happen if the new voting law is passed.
The Texas legislature was going to consider bills that would expand the minimum hours of early voting, make even more counties provide 12-hour days of early voting, and make it even easier for voters to fix mistakes on mail-in ballots so their votes would actually count.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the White House is still reviewing U.S. foreign policy relating to Cuba following this weekend's mass protests. Psaki adding the protests over the weekend were the largest we've seen in a long time. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Let history say of us, these were golden years when the American Revolution was reborn, when freedom gained new life and America reached for her best.
A lot of us believe they were golden years. President Reagan was right, as he usually was. I mentioned earlier in this broadcast a new exhibit, which is called FBI from Al Capone to Al Qaeda. That's kind of clever. It is a new 10,500 square foot exhibition at the Reagan Library showcasing the contributions of the FBI from the origins of that organization. I can't wait to see it. I'm planning to take a look at it right after this broadcast concludes. And I want to thank John Hybush, who is the director, has a career spanning politics and business, a best-selling author, a novelist whose novels I've enjoyed and endorsed. And he is here with me now. And John, it is such an honor to be here to see this great museum looking so good. And if President Reagan, whose spirit clearly lives in this museum, if he were talking about one message to convey to America of 2021, what do you think it would be? Because I know that's the message you want the museum and the library to convey.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me, Michael. Yeah, I have actually thought about that. I think that President Reagan, his huge concern at the moment would be Americans divided against one another, a divided nation. I mean, we all are Americans. We might disagree vehemently on some of these issues before us today. But, you know, Ronald Reagan was always optimistic, and he was always looking for a a bright future, that city on a hill, and I think he'd be looking for ways to try to reunite us. And I think probably what he would find most troubling in this day is this loss of patriotism, this division which is literally feels like the nation is crumbling apart at the edges, and I think it would really greatly concern him, and he'd be trying to find a way to bring us back together.
I am sure you are right, and it's something we were talking about just before you came on the show, is the idea that people talk about critical race theory. The attacks on America and in academia and attacks on the whole past of the country are so unbelievably misguided, and they seem to be all aimed at one purpose, which is to instill in Americans, particularly young Americans, a sense of guilt rather than gratitude. And one of the things that President Reagan never was beyond criticizing policies, but the idea that the American experiment, the American experience, was anything other than a gift to humanity and not just to the Americans who live here, that would be alien to his nature for sure. One thing that strikes me, and I bet you it strikes you too, is that Americans are so bitterly divided. We've been bitterly divided before. We were bitterly divided most of all in the Civil War, but that was a division really about something. What's the essence of the division right now that is making Americans so angry at each other? I can't get it.
Well, Michael, I fundamentally believe that those that are criticizing our nation's past right now, they have it in their mind that in order to improve the future, we must destroy the past. And in my mind, that's Marxist thinking. I mean, I really think that's at the essence here. If we can question our history, or the very nature of our good selves, and as you said, feel guilty about our forefathers and the forefathers before them, then the present can be changed. It can be changed dramatically. Because if the nation's founded on, you know, a weak foundation, they therefore can bring about this kind of change. And I think the change that they're suggesting, it literally could not just divide the country, but sink the country. And I don't think I've ever been more concerned about the fate of this nation and its future than I am right now. When my own daughter can come home from eighth grade and tell me that she's guilty because of the color of her skin, you know, that we are too privileged of a people and there's something wrong with us for having tried to achieve what we have in this country, that's just disastrous. And I just find that this kind of thinking that's invaded our very school systems at such a young age is going to possibly send this next generation of Americans off the cliff. It's really, really troubling.
And this occurs at a time when everything else in our schools is going so well. And internationally, we're just beating all the competition in the study of mathematics and of languages. I mean, this is a point that Jason Riley makes in his column today, and it's a profound point. America, with all of this additional politically motivated America bashing that has come into a curricula, a part of what it does is it erodes any sense of authority or pride or trust, and that doesn't help people educationally. Why should you trust your teacher if you can't trust the people whose pictures are up there on the wall, presidents of the United States, if you can't trust the idea that not every American leader has been perfect, not even President Reagan, but most of the people who have sought to lead this country have been pretty decent people who loved it, don't you think?
Absolutely. There are presidents that I have vehemently disagreed with, that I just despise their policies, but my gosh, the American people elected them, they deserve respect. And there, you know, I think, as you said, Michael, if you're able to tear apart at the seams of trust between ourselves, between one another, then you start to question everything. And I really do think that the organizers behind these principles, these ridiculous thoughts, that is what they're setting out to do. I think they feel they must first destroy. And from that destruction comes this new world order, this absurdity that really puts this nation's future in peril. It truly does.
For conservatives, what's the most important priority to try to not only win conservative victories, but to win victories for the sake of reunifying the country?
I think we need to speak up, period. I think from the smallest towns and smallest school boards to the universities to boardrooms, annual meetings of corporations, shareholder meetings. I think that the average American, the average owner of a couple of shares of stock, or the average parent like myself with a couple of kids in school have got to step forward and not worry about the consequences and speak out. And I think if we do that, we can perhaps get the country back on track. But it's not going to just take a courageous few. It's going to take every citizen that is so concerned over this to speak up and not fear the consequences.
And that's John Heibusch, Executive Director of the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute. And not much one can add to that. But we will talk about some of the need to tell the truth. To tell the truth about America, and to tell the truth about the context in which these criticisms of America grow up. We will be right back on the Michael Medved Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results. And after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone. But the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833-654 pain. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, Faith and Freedom.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Just thinking the other day that in our first administration, we made history, and in the second, we can change history forever.
On the Michael Medved Show, what a pleasure, and my thanks to John Highbush. That applause you hear here is for him. He is the executive director of this fine institution, and I'm proud to say we're already talking about making a trip back here to do this again, because this has been such a wonderful day for us, and I'm glad to hear that the Reagan Presidential Library is actually agrees. Let's go quickly to your calls and to Tom in Glendora. So I'm not too far away today, Tom. How you doing?
Pretty well, Michael, and I am so touched and appreciative of your brilliant, Reagan-esque, cogent, patriotically stated, passionately, powerfully stated, praising comments on behalf of the greatest nation on God's green earth. I'd like to give just a minute's worth of my personal praise, and I pray the poor oppressed people suffering and dying worldwide under evil communism in Hong Kong, in China, in Venezuela, Russia, Cuba, I hope they can experience what we are blessed by God to be able to have in this country. This is, Michael, why I love America. America is the best, a wonderful nation. Her values attest to divine inspiration. I love this country as I love my wife. She's given to me a free, good life. For this nation so great, I would die. I will enumerate the reasons why. This land of the free is built on sacred sod, saying liberty comes not from man, but from God. For keeping us free, they're as good as it gets. Thank you, one and all, brave American vets. Citizens get, of course, the right to vote, but religion is not forced down their throat. This nation accepts all good folks worldwide, letting them stand tall, living side by side. People of diverse beliefs and races fleeing some of the worst enslaved places. This land is precious. It offers liberty. It offers happiness and opportunity. Blessed and guided by God above. This is why, America, it's you I love.
That by Tom in Glendora, who is the unofficial poet laureate of the Michael Medved Show. Tom, thank you. And again, the one thing when you talk about, I'd love to conclude on this because it's something that Reagan spoke about, wrote about, obviously cared about, was among his deepest motivations, was the history of families. And one of the things that I think about, and I know that President Reagan thinks about, is that he was Irish on his father's side. And Ireland is a wonderful place. I've loved my trip to Ireland. I have a, I think, some kind of visceral, deep-seated sympathy with Irish people and Irish culture. However, Ireland's been a troubled place. And yes, a lot of that was due to English oppression, but look at what's happened for Irish people here in the United States. There is an Irish diaspora. There are Irish people living anywhere. None of them have achieved what Irish people have achieved here. Look at Italian Americans. And, yeah, Italy had some pretty good innings with Michelangelo and Leonardo and Galileo and all that. But in terms of ordinary people, the way that Italian Americans, people whose parents or grandparents may have come here. My dad grew up in a neighborhood, South Philly, that was half Italian, half Jewish. Not always the best relations. But at the end of the story, my dad served in a Navy with some of those Italian guys who may not have gotten along so well with all their Jewish neighbors. Look, this country has enabled every group of people and every individual family to flourish in ways that would be inconceivable. It's inconceivable. I talk about it all the time because it's my life, it's my reality, it's my children, it's my grandchildren. That Scandinavia is a pretty nice place. But Scandinavian Americans here in the United States, and there are millions of them, German Americans, there's a new book that just came out called Hitler, A Global History, that says that one of the reasons that Hitler was fixated and hated the United States was because he looked at all the German Americans here. I just looked it up. There's supposed to be 57 million people of German ancestry here in the United States. And they have contributed vastly. Hitler was convinced that the reason Germany lost World War I was because all the best soldiers and all the best leaders and all the best scientists have all come to America. And this is something that when you look at however you define success, whether you define it creatively, whether you define it financially, whether you define it in terms of family happiness and what families can achieve, there's no place like the United States. And the idea that you have to engage in debate with these gloomy ignoramuses who don't have appreciation for the blessings that we enjoy. The idea that we can have such bitter arguments without killing each other. And honestly, I think we need to get better perspective on the arguments. And it's, yes, it's outrageous and it's laughable that so many people have said the greatest threat to democracy is eliminating midnight voting in Houston. I mean, really? Really? These are not arguments that are worthy of the responsibility that we have, which is a responsibility to use our blessings for the purpose for which they were intended, which I believe is uplifting humanity and making the world better. Not just for Americans who live here, but for playing the role that all our greatest leaders and all our greatest efforts have done, which is a role of rescue and enrichment and uplift and greatness. And by the way, Hollywood plays a part in that. There's some great movies that have nourished my life and yours. I'm not sure The Tomorrow War is one of them, but Its Heart is in the right place. It honors the military, and it honors family ties. Well, that's something. The Tomorrow War is now streaming and at theaters. Listen to the review.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Chris Pratt plays an adoring dad and Army veteran who must travel to the future to rescue his daughter and, not incidentally, save civilization from an invasion by hungry reptilian aliens in The Tomorrow War. Now playing in theaters and streaming on Amazon Prime.
I was trying to save my daughter. If I gotta save the world to save her, then I'm gonna do it.
This is the end. The human species will disappear from the face of the earth.
The complicated plot can give you whiplash as the time-traveling action moves back and forth over a period of some 30 years, but Chris Pratt, as always, creates a likable and sympathetic protagonist, and some of the combat scenes, along with truly terrifying alien invaders, provide above-average special effects. The 2-hour and 20-minute running time does begin to drag near the last segment of the movie. It's rated PG-13, though some of the blood and gore might have pushed it over toward R. 2.5 stars for The Tomorrow War, which delivers some satisfactions today. Outlet. Oh, there we are. Yes, The Tomorrow War. And Jeremy, I hope that you will grab that little clip we heard there where this is the end. This will be the end of civilization and the human race as we know it. And we can clip that in tomorrow when we bring out the latest overstatements about Texas voting reform. I don't know if the human race can survive after that. It is sort of like a zombie movie, isn't it? I mean, the zombie Democrats staggering out from Austin and the state. In any event, it's too serious a moment to be silly, particularly on the issue of drug overdoses. We'll be speaking to Major General Barry McCaffrey, who was the head, the drug czar, for our country. We'll be speaking with him about that and about Afghan withdrawal. He is a certified war hero. And we will also be speaking about a capital city that has banned music with a fast tempo. Why? We will get to that and much more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.